There are now more than 2,800 confirmed cases in Australia and 13 people have died. Doctors are now warning that without personal protective equipment, they're unable to treat potential cases. Some GPs have run out of masks, gloves and gowns as stocks have been redirected to hospitals and fever clinics. Some health professionals are sharing tips online about reusing equipment or, in some cases, improvising with snorkels and items from hardware shops. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
The Gold Coast had some of the first cases of coronavirus in Australia, and it's since seen community transmission. GPs like Kat McLean are on the front line.
We've had several GPs who have had to take time off and go through testing processes. We've got GPs off at present going through that process.
Thankfully, there have been no positive cases of coronavirus in her clinic, in either staff or patients. Although that could be because Kat McLean and her team haven't treated any potential cases in the past couple of weeks because they simply don't have enough personal protective equipment like masks and gloves.
When we started to strike significant supply problems of our PPE, we elected to step back and stop testing. And so we were diverting patients that needed testing to other pathology companies or fever clinics. We could have, though, if we had the PPE, continued to test these patients in the clinic.
The clinic was prepared. Orders were placed for extra equipment several weeks ago, but suppliers have since been in touch to say the stock has been diverted for government use. Kat McLean suspects the PPE she ordered was redirected to hospitals. The supply shortage is being felt across the country. Health workers are taking to social media, crying out for more supplies. That's prompted a wave of creativity, doctors and nurses sharing tips on how to reuse what they've got or even improvise.
There have been conversations and GPs sharing how they have converted snorkel sets into masks and respirators. Yesterday, following a suggestion from another GP, we have purchased welding shields from Bunnings, so we are wearing them as visors when we see patients. There's a lot of conversations around how we can potentially recycle and reuse our masks, because the reality is we run out completely and we need an alternative. So it's certainly not ideal, but it is something that we have as a contingency and that GPs will be looking at doing.
The federal government has said 30 million masks will arrive in the next fortnight, and it's also working on increasing capacity to make masks in Australia. The decision to suspend all non-urgent elective surgery is also aimed at conserving PPE.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting there.